Okay, so we have what seems to be a steering with Yehuda, whether what's it called, sukkah, is chayiv in mezuzah, because it's not a gira that's made for constant use, and lishkas parhedrin, which the Kohen Gadol, what's it called, was in and only needed a mezuzah with the Rabbanan, Mishum Gzeira, the Yehuda says. And we said that the sukkah can't be only mit Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan made sukkah the same halacha legabe Trumas and Maestras, and that had to be min HaTorah. So it must mean that even something that's not a dira, that's what's it called, that's constant, is called a bias. So it's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. So my answer is Elam Rabbaya b'shiva dekulei amalo plegei demechayva. When it's being used as a dira during the 7 days of sukkahs, everybody agrees that it's called a dira. And therefore, when the Kohen Gadol is in Lishkas Parhedrin, he also needs a mezuzah. Ki plegei b'shar yamos hashana. The shaila is the rest of the year when it's not being used. Is then it called a dira or not? Rabbanan savri gazrin and shar yamos hashana atu shiva. The Rabbanan hold that if we don't have make a mezuzah on the sukkah the whole year, people won't put it on during sukkahs either. In sukkahs you have to have it on. So therefore, we can leave it on the whole year. Rabbi Yehuda savar lo gazrin. And Yehuda holds you don't make such a gzeira. But enochinami, when it's being used as a sukkah, you need a mezuzah, and the same thing goes for Lishkas Parhedrin. Where it says, Omer le Rava v'hasukka sachag b'chag, Tony. L'maisa, it says, sukkah sachag b'chag. It's not talking about the rest of the year. It's talking whether a sukkah during sukkahs needs a mezuzah or not. El Omer Rava, okay, let's just do the Rashi till here. Elam Abaye b'shivas yomim shal prisha lo polig Rabbi Yehuda. Devari mechayiv dumi l'sukkah. Right, when Rabbi Yehuda said that it's only a what's it called, a din d'rabbanan, that you need mezuzah on Lishkas Parhedrin, was the rest of the year, not the 7 days when the Kohen Gadol was there. Just like a sukkah, that during the 7 days of sukkahs, you vada need a mezuzah according to everybody. And it's only the rest of the year that's a machlokas whether you need a mezuzah or not. That's how Abaya learns. Ki plige b'sharim os hashana, rabbanan savri, gazrinan sharim os hashana, atu shiva. From Yehuda sover lo gazrinan. Elalishkas parhaidrin b'sharim os hashana, hayo la mezuzah, kidei shetei muhzekis l'chol yodea, kidei zdira gemura, shaliyom rakoin b'shiva, simei aprisha, b'beis rasurim chavush. But there's another reason, not the reason that the rabbanan say, why you need a mezuzah on a sukkah, according to Abaya. The reason the Rabbanan say you need a mezuzah on a sukkah the rest of the year, according to Abaya, is that people shouldn't make a mistake between the rest of the year and sukkahs and not put a mezuzah on sukkahs. Lishkas Parhedrin, that reason doesn't apply. But a different reason applies, according to Yehuda. That when people see Lishkas Parhedrin without a mezuzah the rest of the year, they'll say that it's not a dira, and the Kohen Gadol has to stay in there on the sukkahs on the 7 days before Yom Kippur, like a chavosh for Vesu Asurim, like he's in jail. So therefore, what's it called, you put a mezuzah even the rest of the time. What's an afkamina? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there would not be a gzeira on a sukkah. Because a sukkah, if you don't see a mezuzah on the sukkah the rest of the year, you don't say that during sukkahs it's a beisu asurim. For the Kohen Gadol, who's not there with his family, separated from everybody, so then it's considered like a beisu asurim. But for your a sukkah, where you're with your family, eating, drinking, whatever, nobody's going to think it's a beisu asurim. So according to the reason that you need it, because people shouldn't say that it's a beisu asurim when the Kohen Gadol's there, that reason only applies to the Kohen Gadol, that's the Lishkas Parhedrin. It doesn't apply to a sukkah. But the Rabbanan's reason that we're afraid that if you don't put it up the whole year, you won't put it up on sukkahs either, that applies to sukkah also.
But all the Lishkas also have
mezuzahs
during the time that they use them?
No, see, tomorrow we have the rest of the Lishkas. Next piece of Gemara. Elom or Rava, so Rava says no, because it's the Maisa can't say that pshat, because it says Sukkah Sachag Bechag, the Machlokas is during Sukkahs, not the rest of the year. Elom or Rava, Bishar Yimos Hashana Kuli Amelo Pligi De Ptura. The rest of the year, everybody holds that when you're not using it as a Dira, it definitely is Pater from Mezuzah. Ki Pligi B'Shiva, the whole Machlokas is Dafka during Sukkahs. The Sukkah time of the Chud, Velishka time of the Chud. And the reason why Sukkah is Chayiv during the 7 days is different than the reason why Lishkas Parhedrin is Chayiv during the time the Kohen Gadol is there. Sukkah time of the Chud, Rabbi Yehuda Tamei Domer Sukkah Diras Kevaboina, Mechayiv Mezuzah. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds a Sukkah Sachag Bechag needs a Mezuzah is because he holds a Sukkah has to be a Diras Keva. even if it's higher than 20 amas, it has to be something that will last. Since it has to be something that lasts, it's a dira, and therefore it's chayiv mezuzah. And the Rabbanan holds just the opposite. Sukkah has to be a diras aroi. Can't be 20 amas high. Has to dafka be something that is temporary. So a sukkah is called a temporary dwelling. The male doesn't need a mezuzah. The lishka, time melechud. And the reason for the kohen gadol is different. Here there's not a difference whether it's a diras aroi, diras keva. Vadi lishka's parhedrin was a diras keva. You didn't live there all the time, but it was made in such a way that it could be lived in all the time, unlike a sukkah. So here, Rabbanan Savri Dira Bal Korchosh My Dira. The reason the Rabbanan hold that Lishkas Parhedrin needed a mezuzah is because even though it was Dira Bal Korcho, the way the Kohen Gadol lived there was against his will. Now, so he had to live there. It was a mitzvah. He didn't want to live there. Right? He wouldn't have moved in there if he had his options. He didn't have any option. So that's not called Dira. Rabbi Yehuda suffered dira bal korcha lo shmei dira, and the Rabbi Yehuda holds not a called a dira. Living somewhere where you have to live there, bal korcha is not a dira. So they ask lechora, what's it called? Umedrabbanan hudakinu lo, and it's only Umedrabbanan according to Rabbi Yehuda that they needed a mezuzah during the 7 days that he was there. Shaliyom requiring God lechavish reisasurim, and even the rest of the year too, that they shouldn't say the kohen gadol is in a prison. Doesn't have a mezuzah like a prison. So we said yesterday, from here you can be medayik, that a prison doesn't need a mezuzah. And there are those that are medayik. But the chidah says not true. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. That's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds that dira bal korcha is not a dira. But according to the Rabbanan, the dira bal korcha is a dira, and we pass on like the Rabbanan, then even a beis asurim is called a dira needs a mezuzah. Ayah suk is also dira bal korcha. You have to live there because of the mitzvah. But dira bal korcha, the mitzvah, is already something that first of all a person should want to do, right? And secondly, even though the kohen gadol also should want to do it, but he has only choice, and it's not something that applies to everybody. And here again, dira bal korcha means that you have to do it. You have to live alone in what's it called, without your family or whatever. That's called dira bal korcha. But when the Torah says live with your family and enjoy yourself, that's not called dira bal korcha. And still the Rabbanan say it's Pater, and we're talking about Sukkah during Sukkot. So you can't say that everybody holds that during Sukkot is what's it called, is Chayiv, and the Machlok is Bishar Yom HaSashana. Alma B'Shivis Nami Ikal Amad Pater. Somebody holds your Pater even during the 7 days of Sukkot. Ki Plige B'Shiva Bein B'Lishka Bein B'Sukkah. So Mara says no, really the machlokas is dafka during the 7 days. The rest of the year everybody holds your potter from mezuzah, both on a sukkah and a lishkas parhedrin. Va'poter kan mechayiv kan v'chlitu divrehem. And the one who says your potter by the sukkah says you're chayiv by lishkas parhedrin, and the opposite. They change their, because the svaras change. The sukkah time of the chud, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, domer sechah sukkah diras kevahi. The hichshu sukkah gavoh miyasamama. A sukkah can even be a diras kevah. Therefore a sukkah has a shame dira on it. At least when you're living in it. There's two halachas. One is the halacha of the house itself. Is the house itself considered a dira? And then, what are you doing with the house? Are you living in it? So, therefore, during the time of sukkahs, when you're living in it, so that tanai is mekuyim. And the sukkah itself is called the diras keva, because you could even build it permanent. As long as the schach is not permanent. And the chachamim hold, even could be a 20 amas high. She'ein ruya le'asos shelav mechitzas keva. It's impossible to build a sukkah 20 amas high that's not a dover kavua, because otherwise it would fall down if you make it in a way that's aroi. Hilgach bayis chashiva nomilin mezuzah. Therefore, it's called a bayis and it's being used as a bayis. That's why during sukkahs, according to Yehuda, you need it. The rabbanan hold that a sukkah be'etzem could be built diras aroi. So a sukkah in its very essence is not a dira. So even if you're living in it, you're not living in a house. You're living in a sukkah, which is a diras aroi. And even if you build it keva, right, you make it in your house or whatever, it's still the chara, what's it called? It's called a diras aroi. There are those that hold that if you have your sukkah in your house, you just take the roof off or whatever, then it's for sure a diras keva, because the rest of the year it's used as a diras keva, and then takin yirmezuzah.